Tightwad?
Yeah. I think there's a difference in a miser and a tightwad. A tightwad don't want to spend what he has, and a miser keeps everything he does have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. What if I said this, talking about a girl, she's just as common as she could be? What would you take that to mean?
Ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just average in looks, you mean, or plain looking?
Mm-hmm.
Would that ever be a bad thing to say about somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Implying that she doesn't look very pretty?
That she doesn't look nice. There's a difference in pretty and nice.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I think you can look nice and not be pretty. And you can be pretty and don't look nice.
Mm-hmm. In other words, if you're very neat, you
can be
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you ever use the word common in the sense that she's got loose morals?
Yes.
She's a very common girl?
Mm-hmm.
So it could possibly be used in that derogatory way.
Okay.
All right, now talking about an older man, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to look after himself, you know, and get around,
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
Peart.
Sure, okay.
I don't know how you spell it, but that's what it is.
Peart. You ever hear spry?
Yeah. And sprite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the word I used was
spry.
Isn't that pretty common around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about someone who leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight with the doors unlocked? You say, he sure is mighty.
Foolish.
Okay, or another word might be...
Brave.
He's not careful.
He's careless.
Careless, sure. All right. Now, if I'm talking about somebody, a relation of mine, I might say, well, there's not anything really wrong with Aunt So-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of...
nutty.
All right. Now, tell me, what about the word queer there? Would that be acceptable to you? She acts kind
acts
of queer.
Acts queer.
To mean strange or a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
To you, has that word changed its meaning over the years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the word queer, that means something else, doesn't it?
What does it suggest besides strange or odd behavior?
The queer.
Yeah.
Well, it means gay, doesn't it?
Homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember when gay meant happy.
Sure. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, talking about a man who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it no matter what.
Stubborn.
Okay. And a man who you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, he sure is mighty. Okay, would you use something like touchy?
Yes.
High strung, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Touchy, I guess.
Touchy, okay. Somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get...
huffy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If he's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just...
calm down.
Okay. And if you've been working hard all day, at the end of the day, you say, boy, I sure am...
tired.
Okay. And if it's an extreme case of it, you say, you're just all...
worn out.
Okay. What about if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny. He was okay the other day. When was it he...
got sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if he's working out in the hot sun, but he comes into an air-conditioned room and his eyes and nose start running, you'd say, well, it looks like he did what? Okay, you talk about there's no cure for the common...
cold. So, oh, he's taking cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it affects his voice, you say he's a little...
hoarse.
All right. If he does that, he has a...
cough.
All right. And toward the end of the day, I might say, well, better go to bed.
I'm sleepy.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
All right. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
All right. And if somebody else is sleeping and you don't want him to...